start and open the special adjourned regular meeting of the Board of Directors for the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District. If we could have Director Bello, if he could lead us in Pledge of Allegiance.
Please stand. Place your hand over your heart, repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mr. Chapman.
Director Robinson, all present.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Seeing opposition, so moved. I'd like to open public comment. Anyone wishing to speak, discuss items should do so now. Board of Directors may allow additional input during this meeting. 3-minute limit on remarks is requested. Seeing no interest, go ahead and close public comment. Go ahead and go to action discussion items. A, workshop regarding results of redistricting study.
I think I can kick it off, Mr. Chair. The district, as a municipal water district, is obligated under Water Code Section 71540 to act by resolution to adjust its boundaries pursuant to certain requirements of the California Elections Code, specifically California Elections Code Section 22000. And that code requires that after each decennial census, the district adjusts its divisional boundaries, respecting two fundamental principles. Number one, that the population in each division is equal as far as practicable. And number two, that these divisional boundaries respect the requirements of the Voting Rights Act, which is essentially a one-person, one-vote concept. My understanding is that this meeting has also been not only pursuant to the Brown Act notice that has been complied with, but there's also been several advertisements in 3 to 4 local newspapers, I think on January 6th and January 9th of this year, to ensure that the public had more notice than is necessary or required, but to ensure that there was broad public notice on this issue. With that, I believe we have a presentation from Golden State Consultants who have been working with the district on the divisional boundaries.
Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. Good afternoon. Mr. President, members of the board, staff. There are two things when we look at as far as redistricting for the Upper San Gabriel Municipal Water District. One, were the two things were touch bases on what Mr. O'Neill talked about. The one person, one vote, which pertains to district deviation, mainly equal population. The second is the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, which pertains to ethnic voting population. And those are the two that we've looked at when through redistricting. This is a map of the existing boundaries. I will, in the future slides, I'm going to describe the adjustments that were made by each division. Before I do so, I'd like to show the 2000 data. Here you can see in 2000, the overall district deviation was at 8.4% deviation. And what deviation is the comparison between the most populated and least populated division. The total population of the district is 859,426. Here we see the 2010 data. We see that the total deviation for the 2010 prior to the redistricting was 9%. And here's a chart that breaks down by division, population and deviation percentage, as well as voting population. Feel free to express if you want me to slow down or elaborate on some of the information. Here's a graph showing the shift since 2000. As you can see, since 2000, the overall district gained 2,536 in terms of population and rose in terms of deviation 0.6%. If you see the chart, you can also see, broken down by division, the voting population, the shift since 2000. There were 5 adjustments made throughout the redistricting project of the district, and all 5 adjustments affected all 5 divisions. One of the, I guess I wouldn't say issues, but the approach would be was to address the Asian majority population in Division 2. If you can look back, Division 2 was at 46.1% in terms of Asian voting population, and the minimum requirement to create an Asian or a minority district, minority majority district, is 50% voting population. So one of the adjustments that were made wasn't reflected or alluded to the creating the Asian majority district in Division 2. The other adjustments were made based off of equal population, and that was reverts back to the one person, one vote. In creating the Asian majority district in Division 2, certain areas were removed from Division 2 with low-density Asian voting population, while areas with high-density Asian voting population were added into the division to create the Asian majority district at a minimum of 50%. Adjustment 1, where portions of Arcadia and Pasadena were shifted from Division 2 and into Division 1. Adjustment 2, also pertaining to the creation of the Asian majority district, was shifting areas in the east densely populated Asian areas in El Monte and Rosemead and Temple City were shifted into Division 2, and areas west in the division near the canal near Rosemead were shifted into Division 2 as well. Now, these areas had a high density Asian voting population.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Director?
George, on adjustment 1 and adjustment 2, what is the population shift that is on the Asian majority in terms of CVAP?
Okay.
Is it a substantial difference between adjustment 1 and adjustment 2?
An adjustment of the Asian in terms of Asian voting population, more or less 4,000.
So there's a 4,000 difference.
Yes.
Between adjustment 1 and adjustment 2?
Correct.
Now, both of these scenarios would put my division at 50%.
Correct, at 50%, which is the minimum requirement for the Asian minority-majority district.
And an adjustment 2 would bring into the areas of El Monte, Rosemead, and Temple City, right?
Correct. Selected areas of Temple City, and what we did were we took the high-density voting population areas and shifted them into your division to create that minimum.
And both of these scenarios, both of these adjustments would still create the 50% Asian district?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to say.
Now, adjustment 3. Areas were moved, the low-density Asian voting population areas currently in Division 2 were removed from the district and adjusted into Division 3, and these are areas of South El Monte and unincorporated areas of South El Monte. Now, adjustments 4 and 5 were made in terms of balancing the population between divisions. Adjustments 4 and 5, the primary reasons for the adjustments 4 and 5 was to balance the population between divisions, and they were made because Division 1 needed to gain population after giving certain areas to Division 2 in order to create that Asian majority district. And then also Division 4 had to gain population in order to comply with the one person, one vote and maintain the overall district under 10% deviation. Adjustment 4, you can see areas of Monrovia, Bradbury, Doherty, Azusa, and unincorporated areas of West Irwindale are shifted from Division 5 into Division 1. That's a great point, Director. The areas of Azusa, that areas of Azusa was given to Division 1 to remain, so that way that part of Azusa remained contiguous to the district.
It's never been contiguous, it's sort of an island.
Yes. If you would like me to provide some maps, I'd be more than happy to, Director. Requesting a voting population density map. Those maps were facilitated to the board members. I attempted to reach you via email. But I'm more than happy to print those out for you in the next few days and give them to you.
So that's a motion.
Director,
I thought I just heard you say you're moving to maintain the existing divisional boundaries.
No.
Okay.
I was just reciting the incident in July.
Adjustment.
Yeah, continue.
Oh. Okay. Adjustment 5, portions of Doherty that are currently in Division 4 are shifted into Division 5. And with this scenario, I present the charts that are broken down by divisions in terms of total population, deviation, and the new CVAP, the ethnic voting population, percentages broken down by each division. And you can see that the adjustments successfully created the Asian minority majority district by putting increasing the Asian voting population 250%, and maintained the complied with the one person one vote, maintaining the overall district deviation under 10% at 9.6% deviation. Here are the existing boundaries, and I'll slowly go back and forth so you can see that the
adjustments were made. The deviation is now 9.6 from the highest to the
lowest. Correct.
Well, I think the Rose
Institute, based on their...
This is
9.16. This was based off of... This data is based off the scenario that I just presented after the adjustments. Yeah, the district initially started off, when we analyzed the overall district, it started off as a 8.4 overall deviation. And because of the Asian majority district was created, that put Division 2 at a negative 4.9% deviation, and comparing it to Division 3, which is 4.9% deviation. That's the overall deviation of 9.6. Of these are the numbers for the proposed scenario, Director.
So I'll slowly go back and forth between the next or the two maps. These are the existing boundaries, and you can see that these areas, Monrovia, Bradbury, and portions of Doherty, were shifted from Division 5 into Division 1. Arcadia was adjusted from Division 2 and into Division 1, mainly because this portion of Arcadia was sporadically, the Asian voting population was dispersed, so we removed Arcadia in order to create this Asian minority district. And then also you can see areas of South Lamani are removed from Division 1 and adjusted into Division 3. Your district more or less stayed the same, Director Feldman.
Yeah, I think they should. Precincts out, and now Doherty is unified, but 1 and 4 is sharing the Zeus island out there. And that's a twosome. And that area, maybe you can see Arrow Highway on this map, the right part. Between that Arrow Highway and the Blackstones, those are very detailed maps.
I will provide the higher resolution maps. I'd like to thank. I'd like to open it up for questions and answers. But before, I'd like to thank Mr. President, the board, Mr. Chapman, Mr. O'Neill, Christy, and the staff. This is truly one of the. It was a pleasant experience working with this district. I had a lot of fun. So I'd like to open it up for questions and answers.
Directors, any comments or questions?
Mr. President, I wonder if anybody in the audience would like to give them an opportunity. We just had a couple of people walk in. Maybe they might want to. I think we could give them
a public comment. All right. I'd like to open public comment again in case anyone would like to come up and discuss. Yes, sir.
So who should I get for public comment?
Yeah. Mr. Eugene Lee.
Good evening, Honorable Directors. Thank you for the opportunity to make a comment about the redistricting process for the Florida Water District. I'm Eugene Lee, and I am the Voting Rights Project Director at the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan civil rights and legal services organization based in L.A. I wanted to make a comment about the Voting Rights Act, specifically Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I walked in late, so I'm guessing that the board received a presentation about some redistricting requirements, including Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. So I just wanted to make a comment on that, recognizing that I may have missed the presentation given to the board. Our organization had submitted a letter to the board earlier this year requesting that the board consider requirements of Section 2 in redrawing the district lines with respect to Asian Americans. We had looked into this on our own and had determined that it is possible to draw a majority Asian American district, specifically a district in which Asian Americans make up a majority of the citizen voting age population. So we know that the drawing of a district was possible based on our preliminary analysis, and there are maybe several ways to draw this, but one of the ways in which you draw this is illustrated in the presentation that the board received tonight. We have been very involved in the state redistricting process that happened earlier this year and had looked at potential Section 2 required districts at the state level. And as part of that homework, we looked at patterns of racially polarized voting with respect to Asian Americans and found that, particularly in the West San Gabriel Valley, Asian Americans do face patterns of racially polarized voting, which unfortunately means that Asian American voters tend to vote cohesively and that the rest of the electorate tends to vote against the preferences of Asian American voters in such a way to defeat those preferences. And so given that we know that there are patterns of racially polarized voting against Asian American voting preferences here in the West San Gabriel Valley, we think it's very prudent that the board consider drawing an Asian American majority district. And we're heartened to see that the board has received a possible way of doing this and ask that the board give strong consideration to drawing an Asian American majority district. So with that, I'll finish my remarks. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Director.
Yeah, I just want to thank Mr. Lee for being here. I think it's important that we hear from that organization. Thank you for being here. And I believe that it was your organization that really kind of got us moving in that direction. So thank you. And I have been talking to some people that worked on your redistricting. And so we are going to do something to make sure your needs are met, sir.
Thank you, Director. Any other director would like to ask questions or comments?
Well, I think this project is a lot as secretive as I've ever seen in a lot of history. So it's a non-drafting letter and we can start talking with that witness. I guess somebody's on Scott Gord. The Justice Department was primarily interested 10 years ago in the fracture of the Hispanic community. So Ballpark is unified under a leader. And Zeus is still separated. And so we refractured. We refractured Temple City. I mean, I don't think this plan. More important than the what I remember was a high resolution version of this.
Just briefly, could you just go over how you've because I know before, personally, Arcadia, Temple City, Monrovia, Irwindale, South El Monte, a lot of these communities were fractured in the prior plan. And I know we've done a good job of actually uniting quite a few communities. I know South El Monte is united.
Arcadia,
Monrovia,
Arcadia's united.
Arcadia is united. Director Tribuna?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to move district staff to, or to direct staff to prepare a resolution adopting the upper district's division boundaries as presented by our consultant and to adjustment two, George, is the one that I think that really would, you know, it meets all criteria. From what you told me,
correct.
So, I would move that we direct staff to submit all necessary paperwork to Lake County, take into consideration adjustment two. Is that basically what?
Correct.
Okay.
That would be scenario A.
It's scenario.
Scenario A.
I think it's scenario A. I'm not sure. Is it scenario A?
Scenario A. Yeah. All five adjustments reflect
the scenario.
It's
all adjustments 1 through 5 or part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Is there a second on this?
I'm not second.
Oh, okay. I don't. Unless the other directors have a.
Oh, well, yeah. Let me just open it. I have a motion and a second. Open it up for discussion.
Make a substitute motion. It doesn't look like there's a definite plan to
So I'm clear and the record's clear, Director Robinson. Your motion is a substitute motion to maintain existing boundaries.
Yeah, readopt the existing plan that we
worked out.
I mean, you can't
please
everybody.
I should go for a second.
Do we have a second for that motion?
No, but anyway, put it in.
Seeing no second, fails for a lack of motion.
Call for the question.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, can you call a roll call?
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Chavez?
Aye.
Trina?
Aye.
Yes. Board of one? Direction is given.
What we have to do is dodge the data
for the resolution. No, the motion was... the motion was to instruct staff to prepare the resolution and other necessary paperwork.
For the registrar reporting.
Yeah, it's going to go to the county, consistent with the presentation presented tonight, Scenario A by Golden State. So this will not be coming back to the board.
All right. Mr. Garrido, Mr. Davenport, thank you for the presentation. Thank you to the congressman for the great work. Really appreciate it. And thank you to Mr. Malley for coming here tonight and for joining us. Thank you. Okay, go ahead and move to director's comment. Any director would like to make any comments? Director Robinson? Okay, Director Fellow?
I just wanted to thank these young men and the congressman. Enjoyed working with you.
Director Chavez? No comments. Director Trujillo?
No comments.
Okay. No comments. Future agenda items? Anyone like wishing to add anything? Seeing no interest. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.